hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And I am blessed to be speaking with someone who's an entrepreneur and a light worker and a change maker. And she lives in a different part of the country than me, which I'm always so enjoying the different accents. So welcome, Rena McQueen.
Hi, Erica. Hi, everybody.
Where are you today?
I'm in Cambridge in the UK.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. I love the fact that people are listening and being on the Erica Glessing Show from all over the globe. That doesn't get any better than that. So I have a question for you just right off. What was something that was like an aha for you, where you were able to just become yourself like even bigger?
Oh, that's such a great question. And what popped into my mind was a memory. A huge turning point for me in around about, I can't quite remember, 2010 or 11, somewhere around there. And I went for Relate counseling for relationship issues I was having, which were kind of, you know, par for the course in my relationships. Anyway, I finally went for some Relate counseling, and my boyfriend at the time declined to come with me, but I went anyway. And the counselor I was seeing was a man, which was the first time I'd had a male therapist. And one of the questions he asked me was, do you know that you don't have to do what you don't want to do? You don't have to do what you don't want to. Do you know that? And that was a shocking moment. It was actually shocking for me. I didn't hear what he said. And I asked him to repeat himself, which he did. And I felt astonished that I had never known this in all my life. And I saw all the places and the times and the people that I felt that I never had the choice to say yes or no. I just had to do what they told me.
That's a pretty big moment.
Yeah, it definitely changed a lot of things for me. I suddenly was aware that it is possible to choose. And it opened the door for me. It opened the door to a whole new world.
So if you're running your, let's say you're, I mean, because what I just tuned into for the entrepreneurs who are listening, if you're running your business and you wake up, where is it that we stop feeling like we have choice? And what kinds of things can we do to build in choice into our days and into our lives?
Well, for me, I like to ask the question every day, what is required? Who requires what I have to offer? Who's asking for what I have? And I ask my projects. I have quite a few different projects going on in different stages of growth and evolution. So I ask them. But my very first question is what is required today? And then the awareness that I get from that, maybe something pops in my mind, somebody pops in, a phone call, an email.
Nice.
Yeah. Going for a swim.
I had the most interesting awareness this morning that my son's been having some issues, and I got this thing like I need to take him to breakfast, and it was so like unexpected. Like I'm like I have this to do and that to do, and we're in the middle of all this and we're in the middle of all that. I went, huh? And we did, and it was just such a lovely moment with him. And it really felt like part of what was needed to start unraveling what was bothering him. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
And it was just required. It wasn't in a good way. Yeah, it felt really different.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, what if being an entrepreneur is not just about business? You know, what if it's about living?
And by me tuning into that, then I got on another call later where we were able to have a dialogue that was much different because I had just been helping my son. Like, I was different because of that, you know?
Yeah.
It was really beautiful. So this leads me in a completely nonsensical way to a beautiful new book that I'm very blessed that Happy Publishing published. I'm the owner of Happy Publishing. As a disclosure for the Erica Glessing Show, if you didn't see my books all over my website, I'll tell you right now, I happen to be the owner of Happy Publishing. And over a year ago, about Christmas, one of my friends, Kathy Williams, decided to create a book. And I was the one that got chosen to have my company publish the book. And Marina McQueen wrote a chapter called Choosing Communion in Copulation. So how yummy is that? Tell us a little bit about that project. And then, tell our readers where they can get the book.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so writing that chapter was when Kathy asked me, would I be interested in contributing? Well, actually, she let me know that the book asked for me. So I then had the awareness, a beautiful book, that what was actually being asked to come into the world through me was my story of how I have overcome, or what's the word? I've been able to have a relationship with somebody that is communion. So for me, it was really difficult. I had some sexual abuse when I was growing up, and this affected me in so many different ways. And one of the ways was I would not be present at all during sex. I would just disappear and bail out. And this showed in lots of ways in my life as well. And so when this book came and asked me to contribute a chapter, this is what the chapter that wanted to be written. And it was an amazing experience for me. I learned a lot about myself and how I have, through asking questions and allowing myself to be present with everything that's coming up and not judging it like I used to, but being open to it and receiving it and allowing it to move, or allowing it to stay. But just that allowance makes such a difference for me. And has transformed my relationships.
Oh, I love it. So yeah. You can find this beautiful chapter in the book, Relationships Done Easy. And Marina, how can we reach you and find out more about you and work with you, if that sounds good for our listeners?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I have an email address. You can contact me at mcqueenconsulting@gmail.com. And that is mcqueenconsulting@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Erica. Goodbye, everybody.